Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 17th of February. Starting off with Argo Blockchain, which is making its way allegedly towards the FTSE 100. May or may not get there, but in the meantime, we've got the stock having broken out of the original rising trend channel from the turn of the year, top of the channel there at £2.10. Above that, we were looking for £4, which we're still looking for, possibly by the end of next month. If you're trying to work out a trading stop loss at the moment, probably the best place would be an end-of-day close back below the high of yesterday at £2.55. If you were a bit more generous, maybe yesterday's close, £2.42. But ideally, we remain above the £2.50 area and head towards £4 by the end of next month. A stock which seems to have rehabilitated itself as a CBD play, according to what I've read around the place, is Eve Sleep. And here we've broken last month's resistance, 6.15 pence, and also that resistance line there from September at 6 pence. And while there's no end-of-day close back below the 6 pence level, looking towards the top of a rising trend channel from back in July, as high as 10 pence is the target by the end of next month. Pretty positive setup here and backdrop in the sense that we've had multiple support points over recent months above the 200-day moving average. That's normally the sign of a stock ready to head higher. For the Barmy Army today, we've got Gene Drive back. I think the only slight glitch that we saw was that yesterday we had a temporary bear trap below £1.30, which was not very friendly. I think the low were £1.25, but basically on an end-of-day close basis, we actually did hold £1.30 and have snapped back today. The view at this stage is that we're still in a rising trend channel from the beginning of last month, heading towards £2.30, £2.40 by the end of next month, as soon as that. At this stage, ideally, obviously, there's no break back below £1.30, or if we're really lucky, £1.40, which is the notional floor, the new notional floor of the rising trend channel. If you're cautious on the shares and just want a momentum trade, then an end-of-day close through the initial February resistance, £1.60, would be the entry point. But at this stage, ideally, there's no break back below £1.30 on an end-of-day close basis. Yesterday, on the first day of Canabo's life on the stock market, I was suggesting that at 18 pence, we could head up to the 26 pence level that we managed to do, which is rather remarkable given how much the shares are already up from their 6.5 pence float price. Looking at the hourly chart now, the guess is that the top of the channel here, obviously it's only a guess, is actually up towards the 50 pence level, and that target could be seen while there's no break back below the hourly close candle from the open of today, the opening first hour of trading today at 29 pence. So above 29 pence, up to 50 pence. Overall, we're still looking bullish while we hold above the initial resistance here at 21 pence. You've got a choice of stop losses on that situation. Time frame on 50 pence probably by the next, well, over the next 2 to 4 weeks at this current rate of progress. I've been told to look at the following stock, which obviously always obey orders, and it is Landor. Here you can see that the shares had the double top and the bear trap double top through the January peak at 41.5 pence, which is why I was not looking at it until I was it was requested. Current situation is that we've still got the upside argument here while we're above the 50-day moving average at 29 pence on an end-of-day close basis. 30 pence area was also resistance prior to the break higher. So above 29 pence, the 50-day line, looking for 50 pence and the top of that broadening triangle from back in March last year. If you're looking for a momentum trigger, then an end-of-day close back above the 20-day moving average at 34.75 would be the best one in that particular situation. Moving on to a stock which has been playing around a bit since it came to market. We had the spike towards 75 pence at the beginning of last month, and then right back to 40 pence. But it looks as though the shares are finally on their way mode. breaking the initial February resistance at 69 pence. Let's call it, and while we're above 69 pence on an end of day close basis, looking towards now as high as £1.15 or even £1.20 by the end of next month. And that's pretty good, given that this stock was, I think, the second, my number two in the stocks of the year for 2021. So hopefully a decent ride there for Mode Global. On to Macango, which has started to revive itself as well, breaking that resistance line there from the early part of last month. That was broken at 17 pence, and while we're above that, looking for 30 pence at the top of a rising September trend channel. Ideally, that is hit by the end of next month, and ideally, there's no break back below the floor of the channel and the 50-day moving average at 15.5 pence in the interim. Online blockchain I looked at yesterday with a target of £1.20. I think the shares were at that time somewhere around the 80 pence area, but it doesn't really matter where they were. The current situation is that we're near the, we actually already hit the target from yesterday, hitting £1.23 as the high of the day. View at this stage is that while we're above yesterday's intraday high at 89 pence on an end of day close basis, we're looking for a best case scenario target mentioned yesterday as high as £1.60 by the end of next month. So above 89 pence, looking for £1.60 by the end of next month. And it'll be interesting to see which day, whether it's today or tomorrow or at the end of the week, whether we get a decent weekly close above the January resistance, which would be a good momentum trigger for bulls of the shares. So it looks like plenty of upside there to come at online blockchain, a stock where there's already been a lot of upside, and on the I suppose both the fundamental and the technical basis has been Open Orphan, a great performer since it came to market the summer before last. Current situation is that we're looking at a rising trend channel here on the daily chart from August last year, and the top of the channel there currently pointing to a target as high as 41 pence, and that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. Upside argument valid while we hold above that broken October resistance line of 26 pence. So above 26, looking for 41 by the end of next month. And obviously, if you're cautious, you'd wait for an end of day close through 31.5, which was the initial February peak. Stock which is also in the similar type of area, Scancell. Here we had the big spike to start the week, up to 28 pence. So we've had an inside day breakout today, which is great. Also found support at old resistance. That was the October resistance around 20.75 pence. Low yesterday, 20.5. So that's very nice indeed. And end of day close today above yesterday's high should be enough to take the shares up to 46 pence by the end of next month, which is a July resistance line projection. So really a decent situation shaping up there. One of the favorite technical setups that we have here on the Bulletin Board Heroes is a gap through resistance, especially an unfilled gap through resistance. We've got that set up starting at Transcends Technologies, where we've had a gap through the January resistance at 60 pence. While there's no end of day close back below the gap at 56 pence, we're looking forward to a potential target here at the top of a rising trend channel from this time last year at £1, and that could be hit, I suppose, as soon as the end of next month if we are lucky. So let's see if that pans out. On to a stock which is looking good from a charting perspective as well, cup and handle formation allegedly here. Also useful here is the with TP Group is the gap through the initial resistance for February, and that's held. We've also broken through the gap day's high, which was 7 pence. So above, certainly while we're above 7 pence, looking forward to some decent upside here. Just how high we could go is suggested by the line I'm about to draw, which is a resistance line projection from January last year, the top of a rising trend channel from the early part of last year, and basically above the 6 to 7 pence area, we're looking to 11 pence over the next 6 to 8 weeks at TP Group. Finishing off with a stock which is a request, and also well pointed out by the person who requested it, that this is actually, Triad Group is actually a blockchain play, and perhaps it will start catching up with the likes of Mode and Argo and online blockchain. So here we've got a break of the late January resistance at a pound, and while we're above that on an end of day close basis, looking to the top of a rising trend channel from December as high as £1.90, and that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. So it looks like that could really get going in a decent way. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.